Good evening and welcome to WPSU Jazz. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Greg Halpin here with you until midnight. In the first hour of the program, we'll hear all new jazz releases from Josh Lawrence, the Michael Attias Quartet, David Weiss with Point of Departure, Jason Anek with Jason Yeager, Tim Armacost, Giovanni Mirabassi, and more. We begin with the Eva Kess Group playing the title track from their new album, Flying Curly. This is WPSU Jazz. Thank you. Josh Lawrence, or I'm sorry, that was the Michael Attias Quartet performing Roger Lodge from the album Nerve Dance, their new release. We heard Michael Attias on alto sax, Erwin Ortiz on piano, John Hebert on the bass, and Nasheet Waite on the drums. Before that, we heard Josh Lawrence playing the conceptualizer from his new album, Color Theory. We heard Lawrence on trumpet, Anwar Marshall on the drums, Caleb Curtis on alto sax, Oren Evans on piano, Adam Falk on the Fender Rhodes, Madison Rast on bass, and Brent White on trombone. And we began the set with the Eva Kess Group playing the title track from their new album, Flying Curly. We heard Felipe Duarte on guitar, Gregor Fitekar on piano, Peter Kronreif on the drums, and Eva Kess on the bass. This is WPSU Jazz. Thanks for listening to WPSU, heard at 91.5 in Warriors Mark and 106.7 in Altoona. You can hear an archived recording of tonight's and recent WPSU Jazz shows at wpsu.org/jazz, and you can hear Jazz 24/7 on WPSU3, one of our HD radio signals, available on air and online at wpsu.org. Jazz continues after these messages.
Valerie June hears voices and makes them into music.
And as soon as I hear one, then 500 more come in and surround it, so it begins to sound a lot like a choir or a chorus in my head.
Valerie June talks about giving voice to what she hears and her new album, Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Take my breath.
tomorrow morning on WPSU from 8 to 10.
Previously on Car Talk.
Well, I'm planning a grand road trip in my 64 Dodge Dart convertible. Now, wow. My brother's offered to follow along with a pickup load of spare parts.
Yeah.
I just wondered if you could advise me as to what spare parts he ought to carry.
Another Dodge Dart.
For more clear and concise car advice, join us this week for the best of Car Talk.
Tomorrow, from 10 to 11 here on WPSU Jazz, or on WPSU. And this is WPSU Jazz. I'm Greg Halpin. If you just tuned in, we are playing all new jazz releases in this first hour of the program. I'm here with you until midnight playing classic jazz from the 50s and 60s in the second. So stick around for a lot of good music. On the way, we've got Jason Anik along with Jason Yeager, Tim Armacost, Giovanni Mirabassi, and more. Right now we go to David Weiss and Point of Departure playing Sonjos Esquisitos, which is Forgotten Dreams in English, from their new album, Wake Up Call. This is WPSU Jazz. We'll be right back. Some really nice music there from Jason Anik and Jason Yeager. We heard Bird's Eye View, and before that we heard Aki from their new album, United. We heard Jason Anik on violin and mandolin, which you don't hear too much in jazz, but they did a great job there, or he did. Jason Yeager on piano, Greg Lohman on the bass, Mike Connors on drums, and Clay Lyons on alto sax. We began the set with David Weiss and Point of Departure playing Sonhos Esquisitos, which is Forgotten Dreams in English, from their new album Wake Up Call. We heard Weiss on trumpet, Myron Walden on tenor sax, J.D. Allen also on tenor, Ben Yunson on guitar, also Travis Reuter on guitar, Nir Felder, again on guitar, Matt Clohesy on bass, and Kush Abadi on the drums. This is WPSU Jazz. Jazz continues after these messages.
This week, President Trump went to Congress to convince Republicans to support his health care bill. One argument he could have used, taking away health insurance for millions will lead to more great country music songs. We're going to Dallas to talk to Charlie Pride about whether he's excited by the coming cornucopia of sad topics. I'm Peter Sagal. Join us for this week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the news quiz from NPR.
Tomorrow morning at 11 here on WPSU.
This week on This American Life.
I just think we're opening a whole can of worms here that we don't want to be.
To better understand testosterone and its effects, I and the staff of the radio show get our testosterone levels checked to see who has the most.
For the men, I think it'll be a big deal. You'll know when you're talking to each other who beat you. I think it'll change everything.
This whole thing is going to lead to heartbreak.
Tomorrow at noon and Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WPSU. Before we get back to music, let's take a look at the community calendar. We've got a few jazz performances coming up. Friday, March 31st, at the Penn State School of Music, the All-Star Combo Concert will be at the Esber Recital Hall in University Park from 7:30 to 8:30. Again, that's Friday, March 31st, from 7:30 to 8:30, and it'll perform, or there'll be students performing along with guest artist John Faddis on trumpet, Tim Warfield on sax, Steve Rudolph on piano, and Bob Hart on the bass. They'll also be performing the following evening, Saturday, April 1st, from 7:30 to 8:30, also at the Esber Recital Hall. Friday, March 31st, Miss Melanie and the Valley Rats will be performing at Otto's Pub and Brewery here in State College from 9 to 11. And that repeats weekly. You can check out her and the rats there. And the first Tuesday of each month, and it'll be April 4th, Tuesday from 7:30 to 9:30, Zero Point, your friendly neighborhood big band, will be performing at the American Ale House in State College. Again, that's 7:30 to 9:30, Zero Point at the Ale House. Back to music. We have about 15 minutes left, maybe a little less, of our first hour. We're going to hear music from Giovanni Mirabassi, Hamster Access of the One Click Panther. That is the... that's a very original name for a jazz band. Right now we go to Tim Armacost playing 1 and 4 from his new album, Time Being. This is WPSU Jazz. Thank you. Giovanni Mirabassa, performing Ella from his new album Live in Germany. Before that, we heard Tim Armacost performing 1 and 4 from his new album Time Being. We heard Armacost on tenor sax, Robert Hurst on bass, Jeff Watts on the drums, and David Kikoski on piano. This is listener-supported public radio, WPSU State College, and WPSX Kane, an outreach service of Penn State.